to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein once again, and this is where ideas meet matter. Thank you once again for joining us on the show. And today I want to talk to you about, you know, what it takes to have success. You want to know, don't you? You want to know how to be successful in your business and in your life. I mean, that's what this show is pretty much about. And today, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people, they really don't want to hear it, but I'm just going to blow it open. So, that is that you have to stretch to win. Let me repeat that. It deserves repeating. You must stretch to win. Anybody that you see out in the limelight, practically anybody that you see of value, I should say, anybody that you see of value out in the limelight, they had to stretch in order to win, in order to get to where they are. And there's a lot of stories that I could tell you about, examples of people who have stretched to win. I know one guy named Dave. He was addicted to heroin, and he was running the streets since he was 16, had a baby at the age of 16, and just continued to run the streets, take smack, and hang out with the wrong crowd, honestly. And a lot of people chalked him up as a failure. And then, at one point, this guy, Dave, something switched inside of him. And he said, I can't keep doing this. He's like, this is ridiculous. Something made him realize what he was doing was not helping him. And he said, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to put some value into the marketplace, and I'm going to create this incredible blogging platform that anybody can use in order to start basically putting content out there on the internet that Google will respect and rank without you having to be a rocket scientist to do it. And, I mean, this is a huge task right here. And this guy had to go from the bottom. I'm talking about the bottom. I'm talking about scraping smack off of a toilet seat. That's how low it went. I'm talking about alienation from family and friends. I'm talking about sleeping in crack houses. The whole nine yards. And this guy decided to stretch to win. And it took him, honestly, it took him 3 years to get there, which is a short amount of time, because he created a company that has produced over $70 million in sales in its first year and a half. But this guy stretched to win. You know, I can't think of anything. I don't think I can think of anything that's more incredible as far as having to change your mindset from that of a junkie to hit rock bottom and then to go on to inspire so many people's lives and give so much value to the marketplace. But this guy had to stretch himself. What he was very small. But as he expanded, and it hurt, folks. I mean, it was uncomfortable. He got out of his comfort zone. He had to stretch that skin out a little bit more than the average person would. But he did it. You know, I know another person, my friend Tony. He lived in a house. He worked at this place called Walden Books, you know, where he made minimum wage. And he had two kids. And him and his wife, Jessica, they lived in a house that was literally split down the very center, so that if you were to roll, say, a marble on one side of the house, it would go into the very center of the house. That's how dilapidated this house was. And so, while he was working at Walden Books, you know, something came over him, and living in this poverty, he decided that he had to, for his family, for his own sanity, he had to get out of this mess. And so he started working on his dream. He started working on his dream one day at a time, fulfilling his entrepreneurial dream. He became a salesman. He became a representative for a company. He owned his own business. And today, they make well over $1 million every single year from living in a house that was split down the middle, working at Walden Books minimum wage. He's now a millionaire. So I guess I could ask you, what is it worth? What is it worth to you to actually stretch yourself? Let's go to a quick word from our sponsor, and this is a station identification. You're listening to The Entrepreneur Storm with Jason Bornstein. And today's show is sponsored by ProsperYourPassion.com, the safest, quickest, easiest, most effective way to make money online today. Again, that is Prosper Your Passion. Head on over there. Good stuff. And so let me continue with this. A lot of people, unfortunately, that I've seen, they decide that they would rather complain than stretch and grow. Unfortunately, in this world, because of how we have been habituated since we were little, most of us, I should say, we find it easier to be negative than we find it to be positive, simply because of habituation, because of the habit of being negative. Whatever household we grew up in, whatever society we grew up in, when we maybe weren't quite mentally powerful enough to make our own decisions, when we were trusting others to guide us in the right direction, we adopted those ways of thinking. And that's no excuse for today, don't get me wrong. You're an adult. You can make your own decisions. You can choose to change your habits right now for the better. But what I am saying is that a lot of people are still stuck in this stinking thinking, as some people like to say, of negativity. And so instead of making money, and instead of really tapping into whatever resources that they possess, they make a decision to revert back into whatever it is that their excuses were. And the truth of the matter is, in this life and in this world, is that you can't simultaneously make excuses and make results at the same time. In this case, you can't make excuses and make money. But I mean, you can't kick the successful soccer shot into the goal while you're saying, "Oh, I missed it," because you can't do both of those things at the same time. You're going to miss it 100% of the time if you're making an excuse while you're trying to take the shot. And it goes for any analogy that you can think of that requires you to believe that you will succeed in order for success to actually manifest. So you've got to stretch to win. There's just no other way around it. You know, I wish I could tell you that you could go over, under, above it, side to side, shimmy, shake, but you just can't. You have to go through it. And you're the only person who can do that. There's nobody else that can do it. People can guide you in the right direction and help you understand what it is that you might be facing or what you might be dealing with. But at the final moment, at the deciding hour, you're the one. You're the one. You're the one who's going to have to stretch and go through it. And we all have to do it, okay? Again, let me reiterate. People that you see at the top, that maybe, I don't know, maybe you feel a little bit of jealousy. I have in the past. I don't anymore. But I have in the past felt jealousy about other people's success and started making a numbered list of why I wasn't doing what they were doing, why I wasn't having the success that they were having. I made up my excuses. I made them so well, so convincing to me. But what did it do? It did nothing. In fact, it hurt me, because it didn't allow me to progress and move forward in the direction of my dreams. And I'm telling you, and the same thing applies to you. You can either make excuses or you can have success in your life. And I want to see you have success in your life. So once again, this is Jason Bornstein. I love you guys. Love you gals. I'm from New England, so guys includes gals. But I love you all. And this is Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. And I look forward to seeing you on the next show.